Okay, Liam, we're just going to spend a bit of time talking about your photograms that you made before half term.
Right.
So maybe you could tell me what is a photogram?
Well, a photogram is a picture of you using on an enlarger machine.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. You use it black and white,
yeah.
Not colour.
Right.
Because colour's not good on enlarger.
Right, okay, yeah. And what objects did we use to make the photogram out of?
Everything, like pencil cases,
yeah.
Or compasses.
Yeah, we used compasses and pens, didn't we,
as well?
Yeah,
rubbers.
Coins.
Yeah, coins.
And we can use lots of different kinds of objects. Some of the objects you can see through,
yeah.
And some you can't. What effects do they have?
There's one keyword, it's called
opaque.
Opaque, yeah.
Yeah. What's if it's opaque? What is the object? Can you see through it?
No, you can't.
You can't see through it. So when you make a photogram with an opaque object,
yeah.
What happens on the paper when the light's exposed to it?
It's only grey. It all go grey.
Right, but if it's opaque, it will protect the paper, won't it? So what will be left underneath the opaque object?
White.
Yeah.
Everything.
Now, if the light can travel through an object, so some of the pens, they were made of plastic, and the light went through them. They went a bit grey. Why is that?
They went a bit grey because it doesn't touch down properly.
Right, and the light
you can only touch down if it's all white.
Really solid and heavy.
Just like this one here.
Like that one. And can you describe that picture to me? Because obviously this is...
Okay, here it goes.
You can't see it.
First one.
Yeah.
I only got two of them. Well, one is called the rubber.
Right.
My compass right there.
Yeah.
My pen, who is a little bit thin. And my hand symbol.
And which shape came out the whitest of all those?
The rubber.
And why is that?
Because it touched down more properly.
Yeah, and no light could get in around the side of it, could it?
Yeah.
What about your hand? It's got a bit of a grey edge to it. Why is that?
Because it didn't touch down properly.
And what happened to the light then?
It didn't...
Was there a gap underneath your hand?
Yeah.
So where did the light... Did light go into that gap?
Yeah.
Okay, so it sort of leaked in underneath your hand.
Yeah, I got another picture here.
Yeah.
Well, it's just my rubber again.
Yeah. There's a bit more black on this image.
Yeah, because it's the...
And do you think that's good to have lots of black, or would you have liked more objects in there?
Yeah, more black.
You quite like that.
Unfortunately, my hand symbol wasn't good because it's all went pink.
Oh, why did it go pink, do you think?
I think it's one of the chemicals, but I forgot what.
We didn't fix it properly, did we?
It's the development stop buff and fixture.
That's right, exactly. And we didn't maybe fix it properly, did we?
No, I think it's the stop buff or the fixture.
We made a mistake, did we?
Yeah, that's
okay. Which of those two images do you like best?
I like the first one right here.
Why do you like that one best?
This is better than the second one right here.
Yeah.
But you can see it more properly, but you can't. Because I've done a mistake on my white.
So why do you like this one better than the other one?
Because of there's only more objects than this one.
Right. So there's less black, and the objects are a bit clearer in this one as well, aren't they?
A little bit clearer.
A little bit clearer.
Yeah.
And so when we exposed the paper under the light, we then had to put them in the chemicals. You've said what those were. What do we do after that?
Hang them up.
Yeah, we have to do something else first, don't we, to get all chemicals off the surface.
Yeah.
What did we have to do to get all the chemicals off? Remember in the sink?
Yeah, the water.
We had to wash the prints, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what that tool is that we get all the excess water off with?
The
scrapies tool. Do you remember what it's called? It's got a great name.
Oh.
It's a squeegee.
Squeegee.
Yeah, so we squeegeed the prints and hung them up. And then we've scanned them and put them up on Flickr, haven't we?
Yeah.
Why did we put them up online?
To dry them.
Online?
Online?
Can you dry them on the internet?
No way.
Why are they on the internet then? What have you just done for your Weebly?
Oh, my Weebly. I've just done slideshows of every one of them.
So we've made them digital images and you can share them now on your website, can't you?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Liam. That's excellent.
Thank you.